Hello, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Yesterday, I spoke with Dr. Huerta, the Vice President of Parenting and Youth for Focus on the Family, and we talked about the most common mental illness in the United States, and that's anxiety, and its impact that it's having on an estimated 1 in 8 children. We'll continue that conversation today. Now, I'm sure there are kids who don't want to go to school. And that could be maybe another sign, because maybe they're dealing with not fitting in and maybe they're dealing with being bullied.
Yeah, and that's such an important topic where they just don't want to show up to school because they're afraid of what kids are actually going to say because they're actually saying things. What you want to do as a parent is listen carefully to what your child is saying is happening. Don't minimize it. Just listen to it and ask questions, give more information. The more you minimize it, the more they just want to deal with it on their own. And many times they'll try to skip school. They'll try to avoid even going to anything related to school. Then the next question is, what do you think we should do? What would be a good idea as the next step? And your child many times will say, you know, don't tell anyone. I'll figure it out. And you say, you know, we're going to have the courage to take a step towards this. And that is either we talk to the school teacher, the principal, whoever we need to talk to help create an atmosphere of respect in the school. They may not know this is happening. And the parents of this child that is the bully also needs to know so that they can parent this child well and correct the behaviors, because there are insecurities and other things that are spilling out in a very damaging, hurtful way.
You mentioned that parents should observe their children, and of course they should listen to them. But when is it necessary to seek professional help for your child?
You'll hear in your child's language and what they're saying that they are trying everything and they just can't break free. That's one place where you can say, yeah, you know what, it's time to get some professional help. And actually, at any point in the anxiety spectrum, any point of kids dealing with stress, seek that help. You can be proactive with it. It doesn't have to be a crisis to go seek help from a counselor. Yeah. And I've seen many kids come into my practice that are in the beginning stages of just struggling. They've noticed something shift. They're nervous about certain personalities that they have a hard time with at school. They're starting to become more stressed and anxious about school in general. And they've come in and we've been able to go a little bit more into what they're perceiving, their interpretations of what's happening, and they're able to get through the counseling faster because they addressed it sooner rather than in the middle of a crisis. So at any point in there, don't be afraid to seek professional counseling help, because we're trained to help families deal with this, but also individuals move past their emotions and the behaviors and into the interpretations, perceptions, attitudes, beliefs, experiences, some deeper places mentally to help a person break free and break through the places where they feel helpless and hopeless, and bring hope and a sense of autonomy, a sense of worth, a sense of belonging back into their belief system and in their life.
Now, Focus on the Family has a counseling referral service in different areas. How can people get connected with a counselor in their area?
Yeah, the number is 1-800-232-6459. Or if you just want to memorize it right off the bat, it's 1-800, the letter A, and the word family. It's an absolutely free call. It's confidential. You actually speak with one of our licensed professional counselors, psychologists, social workers that are able to just listen and respond and give consultation to the situation, specific situation you're in. And they'll give you the time you need in that phone call to come up with a plan, the kind of next steps plan for where you're at with your kids. So make sure you use that. It's absolutely free again. And it's 1-800, the letter A and the word family. And if you want other resources, make sure you come to focusonparenting.com. Focusonparenting.com, and we're constantly putting new content there, and we want to send you a weekly e-newsletter customized for your family. So make sure you go there and sign up for that as well.
Again, my guest is Dr. Huerta, the Vice President of Parenting and Youth for Focus on the Family. Thanks again.
Thanks, Sonia.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackay's Road, that's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.